Welcome to the Bhagavad Gita by Eknath Aswaran, a book that answers the most urgent question a human being can face. What do you do when duty and love pull you in opposite directions? Most people assume that clarity comes from thinking harder, but this ancient text reveals that the real obstacle is something far more unsettling and closer to home. Aswaran, a Fulbright scholar who later taught India's spiritual heritage at UC Berkeley, spent decades making this wisdom accessible, and the answer will surprise you. The Gita opens on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where two factions of the same royal family, the Pandavas and Kauravas, stand ready for a catastrophic civil war. The blind king Dhritarashtra receives a real-time account from his minister Sanjaya, who has been granted divine vision by the sage Vyasa. This framing device is not incidental. It signals from the start that what follows is as much an inner drama as an outer one. The crisis ignites when the great warrior Arjuna asks his charioteer Krishna to drive between the two armies so he can survey his opponents. What he sees destroys him. Teachers, uncles, beloved friends, all arrayed against him. His bow slips, his limbs tremble, and he sinks into his chariot, paralyzed by grief. Arjuna's collapse is not mere cowardice, and Aswaran is emphatic on this point. He articulates a sophisticated ethical argument that killing one's own family corrupts ancient traditions, destroys social order, and produces spiritual ruin for the living and the dead. This is a genuine crisis of dharma, and it sets the stage for the entire philosophical dialogue that follows. The Bhagavad Gita, meaning Song of God, is a 700-verse Sanskrit scripture embedded within the Mahabharata epic, composed roughly between the 5th and 2nd centuries BCE. According to the author, it synthesizes Samkhya metaphysics, yoga, Vedanta, and bhakti into a single integrated vision. Rather than prescribing one rigid path, Krishna presents Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and Raja Yoga as complementary routes suited to different temperaments. At the philosophical core of Krishna's teaching, as Aswaran presents it, is the distinction between the eternal Atman, the individual soul, and the temporary physical body. The soul is never born and never dies. It moves from body to body as a person discards worn-out garments. Arjuna's grief, the author argues, reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of reality. He mourns what cannot actually be destroyed. Building on this foundation, Krishna introduces Svadharma, one's duty according to one's nature and station. For Arjuna as a warrior, fighting in a righteous war is not merely permissible but obligatory. Aswaran insists that inaction carries its own karmic weight. Walking away is not neutral. The highest ethical conduct, in the author's view, is nishkama karma, action performed without attachment to its fruits. You act, you do your duty, but you release the outcome entirely. This principle challenges both passive renunciation and self-interested striving in equal measure. The ideal that emerges from this teaching is sthita prajna, the person of steady wisdom. Aswaran describes this figure as someone who maintains equanimity in pleasure and pain, success and failure alike. It is both a spiritual aspiration and a practical guide for daily living. The battlefield of Kurukshetra, as the author sees it, is ultimately a metaphor for the inner conflict every human being faces. Personal attachment collides with the demands of duty, not once, but constantly, across an entire life. That collision is precisely why the Gita's teachings feel as urgent today as at the moment of their first utterance.